T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Demi Lovato called off the engagement after 2 months. She was engaged to the young and restless actor,
oh,
Max.
Yeah. Ehrlich?
Is it Eric?
Is it, yeah, Eric or Eric?
I'll be honest. I didn't know who he was even once you got engaged.
We know who Demi is. That's all that
we
matters.
We know who Demi is. But yeah, they were together for 6 months, got engaged quickly, and now the engagement is done after 2 months.
You got Elizabeth and Radar. Hopefully your day is going a little bit better than Demi Lovato's day. What happened after 2 months? They just didn't see eye to eye?
They said that they still respect and love each other. You know, the usual statement that people put out. But they are going to focus on each other's careers. And that's all they said. But look at what happened, though, on their timeline of the relationship. They started dating in March. Quarantine hit. They were quarantined together. Demi Lovato said she knew she loved him the first night she met him.
Yeah,
quarantine, but you're stuck together.
Yeah.
Everything's great. Now we're engaged. This is all within 6 months during a pandemic. And then I feel like the honeymoon phase probably ended. And they were like, what did we do? Now that things are opening back up.
Yeah, I don't blame her. I mean, you know, quarantine with my kids, man. I was ready to disown them. We're done. We're not having kids.
Well, and
but
I can see. I give anyone credit that calls off an engagement. I have friends that have called it off. I have friends that have not called it off and been married for 6 weeks or a couple months and then had to go through the divorce and end things. Or people that were only married for a year.
Yeah.
I mean, it's tough. When I worked in the wedding industry as a wedding DJ for 4 years, there would be people that would call off weddings. And I just remember thinking I have the utmost respect for these people because it's hard to do. There's a lot of pressure when you say, we put a ring on it. And immediately, when's the wedding? Where's it going to be? What are you thinking? I mean, the pressure starts right away. And if you're feeling like you have cold feet, I don't know. That's not normal. Don't go through with it.
And it doesn't matter if it's 2 months or, you know, 2 hours before the wedding. This is the rest of your life or, you know, whatever.
Well,
you don't want to get into this.
Divorce
mess.
Is messy.
Exactly.
Divorce is expensive.
That's tough.
I remember for both of my weddings, my dad, right before he walked me down the aisle, said, "Are you sure you want to do this?" And for my first wedding, I was like, "What are you talking about?" And yes, my first wedding did end in divorce,
right,
but we just grew apart. We didn't have an ugly divorce. It was a mutual filing. We were married for almost 8 years. And, you know, that relationship happened and it was time to move on to something else. And then he did it for my second wedding. And I'm like, Dad, but I respect what he was saying. He was saying, if you don't want to do this, I'll support you. We'll go out and tell everybody and it's going to be okay.
He was taking the fall for it. He was your shield right there. The dad thing right there. That's what he was doing.
That's,
he was doing that dad thing.
That's the dad thing. But I feel like someone needed to hear this message this morning. So if you are thinking, I don't want to do it, then maybe postpone it or don't go through with it.
Think of Demi Lovato here.
Right.
Yes.
She called it off after 2 months.
We're done.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.